Today I'm going to talk about a manual system assist framework for selecting highly classified for in a cotton. So why, these days we hear a lot about UAS, drones, and why do we need it? Because I'm going to quickly go over this, but because this, make us, to open a safe environment. Let's say you want a measurement on a volcanic area, you want to go down, of course you don't want to do it. We can just send drones and do the measurement. And next one is, the measurement from the UAV is non-destructive, meaning that let's say you want to measure height of the trees. You want to cut the trees? No. You want to use the sensors to do the same thing. And a lot of things we do in the field is that we do the sampling, and that this sample location is, very, it's not covering the whole field, but having a measurement from the UAV, we should be able to get a seamless measurement for the whole field. So main objective of our study is, can we identify high-yielding custom cultivars based on some analysis we've done on UAV data? So we did an experiment at the Dow Cotton, trial, Pythogen trial, that is experiment at the Texas A&M AgriLife at the Corpus Christi Center. And this one is planted on March 27th of this year. And we have 48 entries, replicated three times. So we have about 144 plots. And each row is, two row by 30, feet plots, and it's spaced at 38 inches. And designed plant density was 5 cd per foot and harvested in August 10th. And you can see on the right, this is the UAV images acquired for over this in our study site. And our US data acquisition platform is, Phantom 2 Vision Plus. This is very, cheap one that you can purchase. And it has just, RGB camera that you can see on over here. And the flying altitude was designed at 30 meter. And the program, we just, the program the mission so that, it acquires images automatically. And we process the acquired images, through the software. We call it, there's an algorithm called the structure from motion. And that will give you auto-mosaic images. Basically, it's going to be a, top-down view images of your whole plot and the 3D point cloud data so that we can do the height measurement. And the resulting spatial resolution for this 30-meter flight is going to be sub-centimeters. So we have acquired data over these 3 dates, July 24th, 29th, and 8:05, which is, right before we harvested. And in the next slide, I'm going to talk more detail about an open bowl counter analysis, and we are using this 805 data set because that is after everything is defoliated. So I'm going to talk more detail about the cotton bowl counter analysis. And start from the ortho mosaic images, top-down view images, basically. We're going to have something like this, and I'm just copying a very small area. And what we do is, I call this, binary classification. Basically, what we want to do is that we want to identify a bowl, white bowl area versus background. So after we just run this algorithm, we're going to have, these, images. And anything that's red is going to be area that is identified as a cotton bowl. And there's a computation algorithm called the connected component labeling. Basically, what it does is that we have these patches, and we identify each patches and assign individual ID for those patches so that we can count how many cotton bowls within each plot. And once we identify each plot, what it can do is that we can measure different the measurement, like how many bowls within the plot, what is the bowl diameter. As you can see over here, each the cotton bowl comes with the numbers. This is the estimated diameter of this cotton bowl. And the bowl area, and we can also calculate the parameter to area ratio as well. And I think you saw this in the slide from Dr. Landiba's slide before. We can just do the same thing for this whole field. And the good thing about this is now we can generate the map for whole field based on this measurement. And this is one example where I'm creating a map by number of bowl within each plot. And this is a map of average bowl area, and this is the total bowl area, and this is the average bowl diameter within each plot. So we can use this kind of information to identify which you know, variety might be, you know, generating high yield. So, you know, what we came up with is, you know, this simple stepwise, you know, cultivar selection. So we started from this 144, you know, population, and each step we are eliminating this low 28. So we have, you know, we have, let's say this one is the equivalent diameter of this cotton ball, and we just rank them based on this criteria and remove those 28 based on that criteria, go to the next stage, looking at the parameter and eliminate in the bottom 28, go to next, looking at the area, eliminate the bottom 28, and looking at the number of balls, eliminate 28, and we ended up having these 32 cotton balls. And this graph shows that, like, this is when we have 144 whole population. This is a yield pound per plot, and this is about, you know, 13. But as we are eliminating those, you know, those plots based on those GAS measurement, we can see that the average is increasing, you know, increasing up to, you know, 10% after we have 32, you know, population remaining at the final step. And of course, you know, this is the minimum. You can see that this average, you know, yield is, you know, increasing. And the one thing that I want to highlight is that we are doing this selection without looking at actual yield data. We are just looking at this, you know, UAS data only, doing this selection based on this measurement only. And to summarize it, like in 144 original population, you know, we selected 32 cultivars based on actual harvested yield. And we also selected 32 cotton, you know, cultivars based on this open pool count analysis. And in the end, we found out that the 24 that is selected by this open pool count analysis remained in the top 20, you know, selected by, you know, actual harvest yield data, which means that we are able to select, you know, 75% of this, you know, population solely based on this UAS measurement, which means that there may be, of course, this is not the, you know, final result. This is very preliminary result. You know, we believe that we should be able to increase this one much better because, you know, like Dr. Enbar showed you, like, you know, the canopy cover has a very, you know, high correlation with those, you know, yield, and we are not considering that information right now. And we believe that we should be able to increase, you know, this success rate much better. But I think this is, you know, pretty, you know, damn good number four, you know, as a, you know, preliminary step. You're able to select 75% of high yielders solely based on this UAS measurement without, you know, even, you know, harvesting. And another thing I want to also mention is that we also want to, like Dr. Landman mentioned, that, you know, we have a data acquisition, data, you know, processing, and the data interpretation. And I know how to apply UAV platform, and I know how to process data, but I don't know how to, you know, how to interpret it. But the key thing to make this, you know, whole, you know, component, you know, get connected and make a, you know, rolling is, you know, being able to share your data with a large audience so that, you know, we can show this, you know, the process data and the interpreted data to the people so that we can get feedback very quickly. And the one thing we are doing here is that we are developing a web application. Basically, what you saw, you know, all the images that you saw in this previous slide is, you know, available online. And you can access this one through the web browser, or you can access this one using your tablet, or you can access this one using a mobile phone as well. So assuming that, like, you are in the field, you're, you know, mobile phone has a GPS, you get to some location, and your phone, you know, identify where you are, and you should be able to, you know, click that location and then get the measurement that is required from the UAV data. So I'm going to just quickly go over, like, in I really wanted to do the live demo, but you don't have the internet connection on this laptop. But this is how it is going to look like. This is the images that are acquired on 24th and 29th and 805. You know, you can just, you know, go through this slide, and not only you can do that, you can just zoom into a specific area. You can just overlay this, you know, canopy cover measurement that is, you know, calculated from these auto mosaic images. You just, you know, click any, just 1 by 1 meter grid, you're going to get the measurement. For example, here, you see this one is, you know, 1 1 by 1 meter grid. It has, you know, happened to be canopy cover of 27%. And this is the images acquired right before the harvesting. And we can also overlay this, you know, open bowl count analysis result. You can just click here. And for example, this one, we have, you know, bowl count of 841. And the seed count weight was in 14.67 7 pound. And the one right next to it, this one over here, if you click this one, it's going to show up this one here. It shows that the number of bowl counted is 544 and the seed cotton count is in only 9 pounds. So you see those relations between those, you know, how many bowls in this plot and the actual harvest yield, there's some correlation between those two. So I think in conclusion, I think that there is a huge potential in UAS based high, you know, tuple phenotyping system. And there is a very good chance of, you know, being able to select in high yield, you know, cultivars based on, you know, cotton bowl count analysis. And the more to come in 2006 this year, we plan to have a plant height and canopy measurement development rate. So my, you know, our next speaker is, you know, Dr. Anjin Chang is going to talk more detail about this later. And we also wanted to have a thermal camera so that we can the measurement over, you know, water and heat stress index, you know, over whole field, and the canopy health via NDBI from this, you know, the multi-spectral camera mounted on UAV. And we're also working on the developing UAV LiDAR system so that not only we are seeing the, right now, this, you know, this technique, you know, we are only seeing the top surface, but the LiDAR, good thing about the LiDAR system is, you know, it has a capability of penetrating through the canopy and hit the ground. So we should be able to get more detailed structure about, you know, this canopy from this LiDAR system. So I think it's going to be a very interesting year, 2006. So hopefully I come here next year and I give more exciting, you know, results next year. So I want to acknowledge my, you know, co-authors, and I don't think I have time to read all the names, but here it is, and some of the funding that is, you know, in, that make this, you know, project possible. And with that, I'm going to open up the stage for any questions. Oh, you just did a programmable. So, you know, this UAV has a built-in GPS, so it has a flight controller. So we just, you know, designed the flight path. You unload that path to the UAV, you hit the button, and it's going to go over and just, you know, keep the this in the path.
Why 30, not say
45? We can fly higher, but the spatial resolution is going to be coarse and, you know, worse. So we tried. We tried the 50 meter. At the 50 meter, we didn't get a resolution around 2 centimeters. And we believe that that is not good enough to do like, and to, you know, to the cotton ball count analysis. Sure.
How did you implement the cotton ball count background? How did you evaluate the
So we didn't do any evaluation yet, but basically how it does is simple in the binary classification. So we have RGB band, and basically what I'm doing right now is that based on the threshold value. So anything that is, you know, we have a, you know, criteria saying that, like, we are just using the red band for this, you know, in this case, because, you know, we just want to identify a white area. You know, anything that is not white is a background. So we just look at the, you know, the value of the red band, the threshold. You know, we just, you know, looking at those, you know, numbers, and they come up with some threshold value. So after that, we just cut that, you know, threshold. Based on that threshold, we said that anything above this value is going to be, you know, cotton ball, rest of them is going to be background.